And on Capitol Hill, Congress approved a measure requiring the release of the Epstein files. Congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage.
A rare, nearly unanimous House vote to release the Epstein files. Significant, like, especially for one group.
This was me at 14 years old. I was a child.
This is me at 16.
This was me at 17 years old.
I was 16 and she was 25. That's how old we were when we were abused by Epstein and Maxwell.
Survivors of Epstein's abuse came in person to urge passage of the measure.
We are here as American survivors of a man who used his wealth and power to hurt young girls and women. The world should see the files to know who Jeffrey Epstein was and how the system catered to him and failed us.
The bill forces the Justice Department to release Epstein file documents within 30 days. It includes protections for the personal information of survivors and allows the Attorney General to block information that could harm current specific investigations.
We have to do it in the right way.
House Speaker Mike Johnson voted yes, despite saying he didn't like the measure and charging that Democrats had political motives.
They're using that as a political weapon to try to distract from their failures as a party. And to try their best to try to tie President Trump somehow into this wretched scandal.
But as he and President Trump realized, large numbers of Democrats and Republicans backed this. Trump dramatically reversed himself on the bill, saying yesterday he would sign it.
Sure I would. Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it.
Survivors criticized Mr. Trump directly today for his long opposition to the bill and for calling their case a hoax.
I am traumatized. I am not stupid. You have put us through so much stress, the lockdowns, the halt of these procedures that were supposed to have happened 50 days ago, and then get upset when your own party goes against you because what is being done is wrong. It's not right.
Today, as he sat with the visiting Saudi crown prince, ABC News asked President Trump,
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
Well, as far as the Epstein files is, I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert.
ABC asked a series of questions on the Trump family businesses and the crown prince, and Trump ultimately issued a vague threat.
I think the license should be taken away from ABC because your news is so fake and it's so wrong.
This is the latest in a week of defiant and sharp comments from the president.
I know nothing about that.
Including Friday on Air Force One, when a different reporter asked about Epstein. Trump has asked the Attorney General to launch an investigation into Epstein's relationships with other people who knew him, naming high-ranking Democrats like former President Bill Clinton and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. Emails have shown Summers flew with Epstein and kept close with him for years. And last night, Summers told the Harvard Crimson, quote, I am deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. And he added, quote, I will be stepping back from public commitments. Today, another Democrat was also forced to answer questions.
And I got a text from Jeffrey Epstein.
Virgin Islands delegate Stacey Plaskett. Last week, the Washington Post found that Jeffrey Epstein, a donor to her campaigns, texted her a question to ask in a Trump-related hearing, and she did. Today, House Republicans pushed to censure Plaskett and remove her from the Intelligence Committee.
She made a mistake here, a bad mistake. She took advice from a convicted pedophile.
Democrats decried a lack of due process, and Plaskett defended her actions. As the Epstein fallout continues, the bill to release the Epstein files now is in Senate hands.
And this evening, the Senate has already taken action. Using a rare procedure, senators unanimously decided that once they get this bill, it will be considered as if they have already passed it. So essentially right now, senators are waiting technically for the bill to move over across the Capitol. But basically all of Congress has now gotten on board this, and this bill will make it to the president by tomorrow.